For the purpose, critique, review, education, positive vibes, critique, and everything on the good karma, life presents us with the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Proudly presents, it's the Nerdlings Podcast, number 431. And we're calling this episode of the podcast of the Nerdlings a time travel mix fix.
Now, you know what I like about that? The time travel mix fix, just like we're talking about. Time.
Time.
It's getting 5 o'clock.
Time.
Shuts down. Everybody, like you said, there's DNA. We all want to be like bears and hibernate.
Yeah, and sometimes time is not on your side.
No. You can only do so much things in a day, like we were just talking about now. I go out living in Vegas at night. I go out in a day, but I like to go out at night. But you get like, okay, can't do both. You run thin on time. It's not in the summer where it's hot and it burns. At this time of year, you just want to say, boom,
psychologically, we've lost 6 days this year because Christmas and Thanksgiving was a week later, by the way, it lands on the calendar the last Thursday. Psychologically, we are in a zone that we've lost 6 days. You do the math, 6 times 24.
Yeah.
It puts you in a, not a dire straits, but it can put you in a peril of, where'd it go? What happened?
Yeah,
you
know? And like we just talked about, the holidays coming up in 2 weeks, Christmas Eve, 3 weeks, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day.
Yep.
It's a split week right in the middle, so 2 days people have to work, 2 days people have to go back to work. So it felt like weird. So it'd be busy the one night, but it's not going to be like you think.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, it's not one of those 4 day long weekends. Everybody's like, Yahoo. Talking about Yahoo, we have the rodeo, National Rodeo Finals in town in Vegas. 100 plus, maybe 200,000 people at its height come. It's from Thursday the 4th. To Saturday the 14th, so we're almost winding down. The day after that on Sunday, you know, there's people in and out, you know, but then it's like we've had some 60-degree days. It's like being on the...
Yeah, it's like from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock, you can actually go outside in short sleeves still. But once it gets to be 3, 3:30, you get a jacket on because it gets freaking cold again.
It's like being on like one of the ranches or something, the cattle. Let the cattle go in
and
the mosey and stuff. You're going in, you're shit-kicking, you have a busy day. Same thing with us. And it's just like, I kind of waiting for next Sunday to get done.
I like the rodeo analogy that you've made there because it's like the, you know, you're opening the gate, you're hanging on for that 8 seconds on the fucking Bronco.
That's
what is happening here right now.
And then when everybody goes home, like Sunday, it slows down. It's kind of okay because Vegas slows down for like 10, 12 days.
Yeah.
Till Christmas, New Year's this week, and everything falls in between. Kids will be out of school and college, so they'll be a little busy.
I'm out of here from the 22nd to the 26th. I'm gone for 7 days. I'm basically, that's it, family, everything off.
That's what you want to do. My mom and dad came in for four days, three nights, which was great. We had our Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's all wrapped up. Got to see them as much as I can. But then you push everything together. You try to spend as much time with them as you can. And then it's like, okay, come home one night, sleep 5-6 hours. I got to get up because they're here. They flew all this way. You want to spend time with them.
Yeah.
We had a podcast plan with a nice guy from Argentina.
Lucio's his name. He's from Brazil.
I'm sorry, Lucio. I meant to say Brazil.
He came. He's a listener of the podcast. He came. He told us that he would like to show him around. We were going to do a podcast. You were visiting your parents. But
yeah.
He's a big time travel fan. He loves time travel. I took him over to the Hollywood Car Museum here, which hardly anybody ever talks about. But that is such a nerd two, three rooms to go into.
That's kind of like your mysterious finding of the Star Trek bridge. Hidden in a gully in the middle of nowhere in the desert. It's like one of those gems you have to search for.
Yeah, and he was so happy to finally see the DeLorean. What they have on display is the DeLorean from Back to the Future 3. And we just hung out there. He was like a kid for 20 minutes. He's like, wow, I can't believe him. And he took pictures and everything.
I was just going to say, did you guys get a group picture or you take his picture?
I took his picture.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, because in those rooms, we were there like maybe 3 years ago with Lonnie Alex. But in that room, you got the Batmobile from the TV series and then the 1998 movie. You got the 18 stunt band. You got Starsky and Hutch. You got...
Just like you're saying, 3 years ago,
You have the Dukes of Hazzard. You have Kit. It's incredible.
I have an autographed poster of a concert that Phil Fang Volk from the Paul Revere and the
Raiders
is on. Same thing. 3 years ago, April.
Was that three years ago?
We did that June, July, with Lonnie Alex for the time travel. So
it almost feels like 6 years ago.
But where does the time go? Like they say, time stands still for no man.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, so we were going to do a podcast based on what he likes. We're going to do it now. We got some TV themes that we're going to cover. We got some music we're going to play. I'm empowering. I'm getting word of the word uniquities. I got the new words I'm putting in. Mix fix.
Mix fix. I like that.
Because we got, you know, like whatever it is we're going to do, it's you put a mix of something, it's your fix. You feel better.
That's
now.
How they have back east. They have one radio show called the Nix Fix with Stevie Nicks. So you the get Nix your fix in. Yeah.
Now that's, I like that. So
get the Nix Fix, the Mix Fix here on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. We're in good company.
So we're putting our meat hooks are going into Mix Fix. No one else can claim it. I don't know. I don't care.
Wow, this is going to be a long one. An hour and 45 minute video?
That's a concert file.
Oh, I was going to say, wow, wait a second. That's going to be a long podcast.
Well, okay, in the same vein of the gold and silver that we're the plutonium that we're talking about here, plutonium for the DeLorean.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis is coming out with their last album, Huey Lewis and the News.
Hang on a second, but I thought in the Back to the Future, when they got back to one, they used garbage in a blender.
Yeah, Mr. Fusion.
Yeah, so we lost our plutonium, right?
We lost it. They first was plutonium, and then it was garbage.
Okay.
And then, well remember, also it was lightning the next time. And then in the Back to the Future 3, they had to get it up just 88 miles per hour and then throw the logs in to get it faster and faster and
which
faster.
Which is kind of like the Back West, which is our rodeo theme. That's
yes.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
glad we're doing this week.
Anyway, so the news coming up about Huey Lewis and the News. They haven't done a original album since like 2001 with Plan B. They've done Soulsville back in 2009, so there's been no original new material. But they are always road testing new material all the time in concert. So 18 months ago, Huey came down with that. It's some kind of enigma with the ear where he can't hear music. The story that has come out that he was contemplating suicide. Bad stuff. That's bad news.
Kind of like Robin Williams. You would never expect a guy
with
all that talent and all that money and the ability to go get help.
But it's the same tonight. It's something here tonight. It's the same thing that Brian Johnson from, I believe, from AC/DC came down with.
Oh, wow. I wonder, what is this, because of earpieces or is it music all the time or is it just something?
It's one of those unknown things that hits like one in a million people and it hit Huey. You know, anyway.
Wow.
They're coming out with what they're calling the last album. These are songs that they've been working on for the last whole year and a half. He has performed music twice live.
Oh, nice.
Since coming back. He says it can be different every day. He says he can't hear music. He can't hear conversation. But I like the title of the second single that they released from the forthcoming album called Weather, which is going to be released on February 14th, 2020. There's only 7 songs. I think what we're going to do is we're going to make a nerd album out of it and add some others that have been songs that have been released. This is the song While We're Young. Listen to the lyrics. It kind of goes in with time travel and thinking about stuff, okay?
Do you watch your tongue. We're not as good as we once were, but we're as good once as we ever were. Tell the kids we'll be late.
Song for the podcast where we're doing time travel mix fix while we're young. What do you think?
Mix fix. I love it. Like I said, all those 80s TV shows and stuff where you've seen that payphone in the middle of nowhere in the desert and by the water, by the ocean.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? You want to go back to those days and be like, when we're young,
you
I wish I could have did one thing different that I wanted to do. Be like, fitting.
Yeah.
You want to go back.
I remember in the 80s, I bought, I can't remember what it was. I have it in storage somewhere. It was a 12-inch mix vinyl of Power Love or something.
Oh.
And I didn't realize it until after I bought it, and I took it home and had some squiggling on it. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, that's Huey Lewis's autograph. Holy shit. I got Huey's autograph, and I didn't even realize it.
Oh.
It was like a little bonus, you know. It was like an extra little thing there.
Was it alive? Like, in other words, sealed album?
No. It was a vinyl. It was like a DJ album,
mass produced.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna look.
Because I was gonna say maybe he signed it.
No, he did sign it because it's his autograph. I looked at some other pictures of it. I'll dig it out when I go back and I'll take a look at it.
Oh, take a picture of that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things that I got in my collection.
Sweet.
So anyway. We got to do something, the Power of Love, Back to the Future, you know. Oh, there's one thing Lucy did point out to me about. There's a blooper in Back to the Future 2.
Okay.
This is pretty amazing. I've never noticed it. Maybe some extra hardcore fans know about it. In Back to the Future 2, when they got the DeLorean and it's coming down and they're chasing after Biff, they're trying to get back the almanac, the sports almanac. Just before he goes into the tunnel, okay, The DeLorean is coming down close to the car that Biff's driving so Marty can jump out and jump onto the back of the car. There is just a moment when the car is supposed to be hovering because the wheels are up in hover mode.
Yeah.
You look, there's like a bit of lightning or electricity or something, and you can see an outline of the wheels, the actual wheels of the car on the ground.
That's like for the Titanic fans. When she's breaking the, oh my gosh, where, I forget, when Kate Winslet's breaking the fire thing when she's drowning.
Mm-hmm.
One scene, it's glass. The next scene, there's no glass.
Yes.
And then there's another scene where the boat's going down and they still have the people walking.
Yeah.
Who's going to be walking, holding court, like, oh, yes, honey, we're going to go here. Let's have a good dinner as the ship goes down.
Also, like in Indiana Jones, when he falls down into the snake pit, you got to look carefully. You got to watch. But there'll be, it's a piece of plexiglass because he falls down and then that cobra goes, shh, you know, right to him face to face. Well, if you got to examine it closely, you see the reflection. It's, there's a piece of plexiglass in front of him or some kind of non-reflective glass.
Wow.
But so I'll get that documented, that little spot out, that little blooper spot out of Back to the Future and share it on our Instagram account, Shiny Squirrel Podcast or Secret Places Vegas. It's worth seeing. So
sounds awesome.
Anyway, let's do Power of Love, what's known as the Jelly Bean Benowitz. The Jelly Bean.
Yeah, Jelly Bean Benowitz, something like
Benowitz.
That.
He's like a guy. He's
Madonna start.
Madonna start right there. Yeah, here it is. Power of Love, long version. We've never played this one before from the 12-inch vinyl. All right, the long version of Power of Love, the Jelly Bean extended remix. What do you think?
Jelly Bean, Madonna, Fleetwood Mac, and now Huey Lewis. Pretty good, man.
It's good now.
It's the power of time.
We were talking about, where were you when you first heard Power of Love?
Gotta say, down the Jersey Shore, Wildwood, but I don't know where and when.
I know exactly, because the song was released, if I remember correctly, July 8th, 1985, summertime. I just graduated high school. My parents had a hot tub. I'm just being a beach bum. I'm heading out to the hot tub, KKRZ, Portland, Oregon. I heard the last half of it, and the DJ comes on like, that's going to be a number one hit for Huey Lewis in the news. Love that song. Play that one again in a little while. So, we are going to do some mix fix on some suggestions of what Lucio likes, some of the TV shows he grew up with. Okay?
And he lived in Brazil his whole life?
He's from Brazil. He's from Brazil. He served in the Brazilian military.
Oh, wow.
I took him over to the Hollywood Car Museum. Took him down to what the place is called.
Mabel.
Yeah. Took him down to the art district where they filmed a scene for the Hangout movie. He's seen all three Hangout movies.
You know what's funny? I wish I would have told him I was in that.
You were?
Yeah, I was an extra with Tommy.
Where? What? Which one? One, two, or three?
Brazilian 2, I think it was. Yeah. Maybe one. I don't know. Maybe two. It was like 5-6 years ago. It was filmed here in Vegas. And I'm in the background right
now. The Hangout.
Yeah. The Brazilian movie, it's about gangsters and stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that was a Russian movie.
No, it was Brazilian.
You're talking from Shari?
Yeah, it was Brazilian. It wasn't Russian. No, it was Brazilian. Because it
was
Spanish. I know that for a fact, because they said it was the Brazilian movie, they called it.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe it was the Brazilian movie. I don't know. Okay. Now, was this about gangsters?
The Hangout was the... Because I've only seen the first one.
No. This was the Brazilian. Now, you got me. I'm sorry. Confused. Okay. It was a Brazilian movie about gangsters here. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Good.
That's the magic of... That, not only is that the power of love, that's the power of editing.
Yes.
I'm going to leave that in. All right. So, down in the Arts District, there is, on Main Street, they actually have a big mural of where they four guys are walking across the street. You got the Stratosphere in the background. You go stand there, you wait till it's clear, you stand on the street, you take your picture, you stood in the same spot where they filmed.
Oh, wow.
I walk past that every day when I go for my morning wake-up walk. He was happy to see that because he's just coming from the DeLorean, and he's going to see the spot where they filmed part of the Hangout. And then
the Hangout or the Hangover?
The Hangover. Thank you.
That's where you got me confused. The Hangout. I'm thinking I was in the Brazilian movie. The Hangout. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Hangover.
Now, of course. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Because they filmed in a little spot down there.
Yes.
With, what's her name? Melissa McCarthy. Not Melissa McCarthy, the heavy girl.
Yeah.
That's on Mike and Molly. She filmed down there. It was in that little shop, and she's like, "Fuck you," and this and that. Remember that little, like, it's like crazy.
I've only seen the movie one.
I saw one and two. I didn't see.
I've only seen one, but anyway, took him down there, and then I took him over to Spring Preserve to show him Boomtown 1905.
How did he like that?
He liked it. It was really cool. He liked to see the bank building because it looks like the clock tower with those pillars on.
What about Christmas time? They have Christmas Village I saw there on television. How was that?
Had to actually get out of there because we weren't supposed to be in there. We just walked in because parents and people paid for that. So security, they walked us across. He's like, "Oh, no problem. Don't worry about it." You know,
that's the Scottish in you, my boy. The Scottish, get in there.
Thank God. So anyway, these are the movies that Lucio grew up with, and we're going to talk about them a little bit. Here's The Greatest American Hero, Season 1, the opening.
Believe it or not, I'm walking.
okay, so you're coming off from a Close Encounters of the Third Kind movie, getting into this 1979. What does that opening song, seeing the credits, do for you? What just, do you remember?
It's just being free. Being young and free and a kid, have no clue what life's about.
No clue.
Just free.
And just
no financial responsibility.
And hoping that that would happen to you, that a flying saucer would come down and give you a super
just
suit.
Just like when Fonzie turned around, took the jacket off, and he gave it to one of the girls, and she goes, it got lipstick in it. When he gave up, it's like, this is Fonzie. This is William Catt. Come on. I mean, yes. I know Greatest American Hero wasn't as good as, you know, as long-running as
the
Happy Days.
The critics panned on it, but, I mean, they actually captured lightning in a bottle.
Yes, they did, because it was so awesome.
It was so, it just took you back. William Catt, Connie Selica, and then Robert Culp. There was talk about doing, I guess they actually tried to make a sequel to it, but they were going to have the Greatest American Female Hero. We're going to have to do a podcast and just focus on the Greatest American Hero.
How about the Bionic Man, the Bionic Woman? There's so many. You remember the Bionic Doll?
Yes.
You used to take it out and his thing. You used to take out your pieces, put it in.
Yes.
Then you missed it. You're looking all over. I threw it at my sister.
Bigfoot versus the Bionic Woman.
Yes.
And then Bigfoot made. Anyway. Man. We're going to do a podcast on this eventually. The weird fact about that, when that came out, that was right around when Ronald Reagan was shot or attempted assassinated.
Oh.
They tried to call him, the character's name was Ralph Hinckley. Later on, they changed it to Hanley. But throughout most of the series, they called him Ralph, or as the kids from the class would call him Mr. H.
Yeah, Mr. H.
There's footage somewhere where the very first premiere of the episode where they call him Mr. Hinckley, but they conveniently overdubbed an airplane flying overhead, so they drowned that out. So the Hinckley thing was not involved because they didn't want to connect the two there at all. All right, now we're going back to 1983 to 1987. We're going to play two of them back to back. The one from the TV series, The A-Team, and then the Family Guy recreation of the A-Team intro.
Who was your favorite one on the A-Team?
You know, what was really cool about it is because Face Man.
Oh, yeah.
He was still fresh in our minds as Starbuck.
You know what's great about that? He reminds you of Don Johnson as a Miami Vice.
Yeah.
The blonde guy with the cool...
He kind of was doing the Don Johnson thing before the Don Johnson was doing the Don Johnson.
Isn't that crazy, man?
That's pretty cool the way that comes
about. Oh, the A-Team.
So let's do this. Here we got the TV. Here we got the TV series first, and then you're going to hear the Family Guy intro.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team. Misfits won a costume contest at an 80s TV convention. These men promptly returned home and drank some beer. Today they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team. We'll be right back.
All right, you know, Family Guy, Lee, it was so cool to see it when they did the intro. They almost did it shot for shot, character for character, recreating from what the original they did on NBC to what they did into the cartoon, Family Guy.
But didn't the original A-Team come up with bullets?
A-Team, do you remember when, okay, so nowadays they are all, you know, oh, we got to be gender equal, we got to give equal time here and all this and that. Do you remember what 80s icon music star from England, lead singer, was on the A-Team? Way before any of this other, this newsworthy stuff. Boy George!
Oh, okay.
Boy George was on the A-Team. One of the most classic reruns that's insane. I remember I taped it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to sell this someday. And you couldn't see
it. Can you get it on YouTube now?
I think it's on YouTube.
Okay.
It's out there. It's out there on the internet.
I'm crazy about that because I saw him live twice, once with Culture Club, once without Culture Club, in this thing the Orleans had, and one at the Palms. But he's incredible, man. He's a great, 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 great performer.
Okay, so remember they did the movie, the 2010 movie of the A-Team?
No, I never saw that.
You never saw that? It was good, and I liked it because the same thing always happened on the TV series. Remember how the van would always get so dirty and dusty?
Yes.
You know, driving around, and then the next scene, it pulls in. It's
brand new.
Brand new. It's just been washed. Yeah. And that actually happens at a scene in the movie when at the start when they're driving through the desert in Mexico, and it's just dusty as hell. And the next thing you see, it's clean as can be.
Do you remember on... when Mr. talk about crazy things on Different Strokes, when Mr. T actually came on there.
That's right,
and
he
Arnold
did.
Said, what you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, man? When he dressed up as
he
for Halloween
up as Mr. T.
T.
Yeah,
yes.
Mr. T made an appearance on there. I guess about 2015, Fox was attempting to bring it back, but they were going to make it more like two men and two women. I guess the project got stalled or anything. But going back, you know, there was the great episode because that was all their little Hollywood effects and everything they did. There was an episode where they actually did, like an episode within an episode, where they showed how they did all the fake bullets, all the explosions, because they were cornered somewhere, but they had all this Hollywood stuff, bullets and fake things. And they actually showed you how they did it in
that's pretty cool.
That was just one of the great ones, A-Team. It's out there somewhere in YouTube, TV land. Go watch it. You'll love it. Here's another one that you're going to remember. We're just going to play it and go from there. Ready? That's from MacGyver, the original MacGyver opening from 1985 to 1992, starring Richard Dean Anderson.
That was one of those things that you look forward to because it's like you had the brain like, I can rig this.
You don't
a
know
clock.
What he's going to do.
Yeah, a clock, one of them old-fashioned clocks into something, and he would blow it up out of nowhere.
Yes.
He'd be on an island. They found cords with a clock that washed up with a piece of this, and he rubbed this and this, and boom, he made a bomb against the enemies. That's pretty neat.
You know what always goes back to my mind about that is that... was before that, that's what Captain Kirk was doing when he was fighting Gorn, the lizard. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I need some of this. Boom, I got a cannon, you know. And plus all the jokes, everybody, okay, give me a bobby pin, piece of gum, and a shoestring.
All right. I'm MacGyver.
Yeah, I'm MacGyver. And I've never...
I got to chew the gum, stretch it out.
Yes.
I got to put the pin at a certain time to heat it with the sun and the shoestring just in case they kill me. Well, you know what? I'm going to have something to floss my teeth with.
Yeah.
Welcome to MacGyver.
And they've actually continued MacGyver. They're still producing new episodes. I don't think they're doing it with Richard Dean Anderson. That's something I've never really had time to watch. But I know there's a MacGyver Corps out there, wow. MacGyver Army, that still love MacGyver no matter what. All right, our next one.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
Original Knight Rider.
You know what I love about that?
Knight Industry 2000.
Back in New Jersey, we went to this like little beach, but it was like, what do they call it? When the water, the brie, the water meets like the salt water meets the ocean, and it has all brie, you know, like,
yeah.
Kind of like that type of thing. It was like weird, but nice. It was a guy who has a car, black car, that says Knight Rider. That's his license plate. It was weird, man. You're like, wow, where's the thing with Kit? You're going to say talking,
yeah.
You know?
Now, you know what the story is between about the red light? Those are people, the same people who work on that, work on Battlestar Galactica on the side. This is what I think it's kind of folklore. I don't have any solid proof to it. The same special effects people who made the Cylons with a light there on the head did that onto the car as a tribute to kind of the same thing.
And he had the license plate Dark Knight, sorry.
Dark
Not
Knight.
Knight Rider, but he was supposed to be like the Knight Rider with the Dark Knight. And
did you ever have a chance to sit in a Kit car?
No.
They had one at Universal Studios about that time, I would say 1984. That's when my family went down to California to see Grandma and Grandpa. Went to Universal Studios, there was a line, and you got to actually sit in the Kit car real quick for about 9 seconds to get your picture taken, and then you had to get out.
Where's your picture?
I don't know.
Mabel, are you holding back Wayne's artifacts as a child in the vault?
I'm going to ask my dad about that. My dad's gone through all these
old
photos.
We're going to do a video. I'm going to do a video for Mabel before we go.
Okay, you know it will.
Against the wall. I'm going to shoot me real fast.
Okay. But, I mean, you go to the Hollywood Car Museum here in Vegas, they got the Knight Rider, it's the one with the light, the effects on and everything, and then they got the souped-up Knight Rider. This was the one where it had the ejection, where the bumper goes out a little bit, the little wings come out for the extra power. They have that in there as well.
Wow.
So, Lucio, these are the TV shows you grew up with. We want to thank you for coming to Vegas and visit. Anyone else, any other nerd listeners, you're coming to Vegas, you want us to show you around to some of the secret places, shinysquirrelpodcast@gmail.com, or just leave a comment on the Instagram.
Lucio, sorry to meet you, Jersey Mike, but my parents were in, and it's kind of one of those things, got to shuffle and stay with the family as long as you can, because you don't get them out here too much. One thing, though, nerds co-play. Have to look at that site on Instagram. It's really rocking.
Nerds Coldplay. Okay. Yeah. Have a good one. Holidays are coming.